All right, welcome back. In this session, we're building one of the most addictive little bits of old-school jungle and classic DNB arrangement, that vocal line that feels like it's getting physically dragged into the drop. Time smearing, pitch pulling, a big throw, then silence on the downbeat so the drums hit like a truck. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it stuck, intermediate level. So I'm going to assume you already know your way around warping, automation lanes and returns. The focus is how to make this effect feel musical at 172 BPM, in a step or groove context. First, set the project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and old-school adjacent rollers. Now jump into arrangement view and set up a simple 16-bar pre-drop into the drop. Here's the layout. Bars 1 through 17 is your pre-drop section, basically 16 bars. Bar 17 is the drop impact, that downbeat where everything slams. Add 3 locators so you can navigate fast. Pre-drop start. Vocal stretch begins, which we'll put at the last 2 bars. And drop. The goal is simple, make the vocal feel like it's being sucked into that drop marker. Now before we touch the vocal, we need a steady rhythmic bid. Otherwise you'll warp a phrase in solo. It'll feel sick. Then you bring the drums back and everything clashes. So create a drum track with a drum rack. Keep it classic. A short punchy kick, something 909-ish or a DNB kick, a snare with crack and a bit of body, hats or a shaker loop, or just program 16THS. Optional, a light ride or a break layer tucked way back for texture. Now program a 1-bar stepper pattern. Think driving, not too fancy. Put the snare on 2 and 4, kick on 1, and then the end of 3. That little extra push is what makes the stepper roll forward. Hats can be 8th notes if you want it more open, or 16ths if you want it more urgent. If you add swing, keep it subtle. At 172, even small changes feel big. Group your drums or route them to a drum bus, and add a glue compressor. Light touch, attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and you're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This isn't mastering, it's just making the drums feel like they belong together. If you want extra bite, add drum bus after that. Tiny drive, like 2 to 5. Crunch to taste, boom subtle, and be careful. Boom can steal your kick definition fast. The point is, stable groove, not a swamp. Cool, now the vocal. Pick a short phrase that can act like a tension line. This is important. Long lyrics get messy when stretched. Jungle loves short, bold, repeatable vocal identity. Something like ready for the ride, original sound. Jungle is massive, anything with a clear last word or syllable you can stretch. Drag the vocal into an audio track and name it Vocal Main. Go into Clip View. Turn Warp on. For Warp Mode, start with Complex Pro. That's usually the safest for full phrases because it preserves the formant structure better. Turn Formants on. Set envelope somewhere around 80 to 120. Lower can get more artifacts. Higher can get clearer. You'll adjust by ear. Now, quick teacher note. Artifacts are not automatically bad here. In jungle, a little ugliness reads as character. The trick is choosing where you want the ugliness, usually in the tail, not in the consonants that make the phrase intelligible. If your vocal is a single shout or a short stab, you can try tones or texture instead. Texture is especially good if you want that rave tape smear, like it's getting pulled through a warped cassette machine. Now let's build the actual drop stretch. The core concept is, the phrase is mostly in time, then the last word stretches longer than it should, and the very end lands exactly where you want it, right at the drop, or a hair before, depending on how snappy you want the impact. Place the phrase so that the final word is arriving right around bar 17. Don't worry if the beginning isn't perfect yet. We're going to control drift with anchors. Now warp marker hygiene. This is the difference between that was fun for 5 minutes and this works every time. Add 1 warp marker near the start of the phrase. That is your do not move anchor. It stops the whole clip from sliding around while you edit. Add a second anchor just before the stretch section starts. So if the stretch starts 2 bars before the drop, put the anchor at the start of that 2-bar region. Now you do your stretching between those points. Zoom in on the last 1 to 2 bars before the drop. Find the transient or syllable start of the last word you want to pull out. Double-click to drop warp markers on the key points. Then take the final warp marker, the one on the tail end, and drag it later in time. You're literally elongating that syllable so it spills across the last bar, maybe even 2 bars, if you want drama. As you drag, keep checking. Where does the very end land relative to the drop locator? If you want maximum impact, I'd like the vocal to disappear right on the drop, meaning the last audible bit is just before bar 17, leaving bar 17 clean. Or, If you want a more classic announcement, you can let it kiss the downbeat and then cut it hard. If you want the more extreme tape melt vibe, swap warp mode to texture. Grain size around 80 to 200 milliseconds is a good starting range. Keep flux low, then do a heavier stretch, like 2 to 4 times longer. You'll get that smeary, time warped sound. Again, let it get a little ugly. That's the point. Now we add the sauce. Pitch pull, reverb throw, delay throw, all automated over the last two bars. First, pitch pull. You can automate clip transpose directly. Over the last two bars, draw it from 0 semitones down to somewhere between -3 and -7 semitones. -3 is classy. -7 is a full-on plunge. Then, at the drop, snap it back to 0, or even better, don't let it snap back because you're going to cut the vocal at the drop anyway, so the listener just feels the fall. If you want cleaner pitch movement than clip transpose, use Ableton's shifter device set to pitch mode, and automate semitones down. That often sounds more controlled, especially with certain vocals. Now reverb throw. Put hybrid reverb on the vocal track, or better, put it on a return so you can kill it instantly at the drop without chopping audio. We'll get to that in a second. Hybrid reverb settings, hall or plate, decay somewhere between 2.5 and 6 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it stays out of the way of the dry vocal. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz to avoid fizzy tails. Low cut around 150 to 300 hc to keep the low end clean. Now automate the amount. In normal phrases, keep it around 10 to 20% wet, or a modest send level. On the last word, ramp it up so it blooms, like 40 to 70% wet, or a bigger send. Then, at the drop, cut it back. The contrast is the magic trick. Next, delay throw. Add echo after the reverb or before it. Try both. The order changes the vibe. Reverb into delay can get very washy. Delay into reverb can feel more like repeats entering a room. Set sync on. Time to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted if you want that classic DNB bounce. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Automate echoes dry slash wet or output so it only really appears on that last phrase. That keeps the mix clean and makes the throw feel intentional, like a DJ move. Now, before those time effects, do basic cleanup. This is what keeps the drop heavy, and EQ 8 and high pass the vocal somewhere around 90 to 150 hz. If it's boxy, dip around 300 to 600. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 2 to 5 kHz. Then a compressor, just to make the throw consistent. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the consonants. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We want control, not flatness. Now the arrangement move that makes this hit like old records. Pre-drop ducking and drop silence. At the drop, mute or hard reduce the vocal. Literally cut the clip at bar 17, or automate the track volume down sharply at the drop. That vacuum into an impact moment is where the crowd reaction lives. If the vocal keeps going full volume into the drop feels smaller. You want the opposite. Pro move. Put reverb and delay on returns. Create return A for reverb, return B for echo. Send your vocal into them. Then automate the return track faders down right at the drop. This is one of those live 12 workflow wins. It kills tails instantly without destructive edits. Even more pro, sidechain the effects returns to the drums. On return A and return B, add a compressor. Enable sidechain and choose your drum bus. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when drums hit. Now the tail breathes around the snare instead of sitting on top of it. Your drop stays punchy, but you still get that huge space. Quick grid note at 172, set your grid to 8ths or 16ths. When you're dragging warp markers, temporarily disable snap so you can get a more natural pull. Then re-enable snap and check that your downbeat still lands perfectly. This is how you get human tape drag without losing DJ-friendly alignment. Now commit it. This is where jungle mentality kicks in. Print the edit. Create a new audio track called Vocal Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record the last four bars of the pre-drop and one bar into the drop. Now you've got the effect as audio. This is huge because you can do the classic jungle editing moves. Chop it. Reverse tiny pieces. Add fades. Rewarp the printed audio for even more character. Add a saturator on the printed vocal if it needs to sit in the mix. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. It'll feel more like it belongs on a gritty record rather than floating like a clean a cappella. Now a few arrangement ideas to lock it into DNB language. Try this. In a 16-bar pre-drop, bring the vocal in at bar 9, so it feels like a statement. Start the stretch at bar 15. In bar 16, do a negative space trick. Mute one drum element for the full bar, often hats. The vocal tail fills that hole. Then at bar 17, the drop, everything returns and the vocal disappears. Another DJ-friendly contrast move, remove the sub in the final bar pre-drop. Let the vocal tail, drums and maybe a thin restop carry the tension. Then the drop brings the sub back full. On big systems, that's ridiculous in the best way. And if you want a tiny announcement without ruining the silence trick, do a call and response trigger. Keep the stretch tail, but add a separate tiny dry word right on the drop, like go or run. No reverb, super short. It makes the downbeat feel declared while still keeping the main vocal out of the way. If you want the DJ filter dip, throw an auto filter on the music bus or master and automate cutoff down in the last bar with a touch of resonance, but don't let it whistle. Then snap it open at the drop. Classic, quick, effective.